and Anajin Opokuagyemang, and for the avoidance of doubt, I have said on SMS some time ago that I don't think that would be a very good decision to make. Others have
to bring her.
Yes.
Why?
I believe that going into this election, it will be fought on so many rounds. The vice presidential candidate would matter in this election. Because Mahama and Bawumia have the same, what they call it, ethnicity generally, because they are from a part of the country that we perceive to be the same. Again, the other factors that should be running to their aid, and let's not get it wrong. What made Bawumia outstanding was that because he was outside politics, you could not attach the things that happened to who presents a certain Bawumia outlook to give fresh hope to the people. It is what Bawumia is looking for. So it's the same thing that I think that Mahama will be looking for too. Because even though you think that MPP has been in office for eight years and the two terms, they have actually finished that, and that it's more likely to go your way, you should not take things for granted. This is a party in power. This is a party that's actually gotten a new candidate. And it's different from...
And in terms of the in our political history in the First Republic,
yeah.
The MPP has come the closest to breaking the eight.
That's true.
In 2008.
Yes,
it came very close to doing that.
See, check how the MPP win elections. They win with a higher margin, except for Rawlings' early years, than the NDC, which means that they are mostly the ones who are more likely to scale over and get better results than the NDC. So the vice presidential candidate of the NDC matters more now than ever. And let nobody pretend that there's no conversation within the NDC about this. People are having the conversation. Whether Esiyedi Ketua likes it or not, people are discussing it. They are serious about it. No. And there's a scramble for it.
I'll come to even he himself is interested.
Yeah.
He's interested. We'll come to that. John Mahama too has been in government before, has been the president before. He's a former president. Apart from the fact that he needs to appoint somebody who will signal the future of the party, does he need somebody who is not significantly tainted by his previous stint as the president of the republic?
It will be
just the same argument we made.
Somebody who will give new hope to the people. Yeah.
Somebody, because again, remember, as we make the point, going into next year, the beauty of next year is that we have two presidential aspirants, candidates, who both have a history in government at the very top level. One is the president, one is the
vice president.
So when we are holding you to account, there's so many things we can bring up.
So that the current desperation, the current exasperation, the current difficulties people have with our politics, somebody who can drive a different thinking about only be, were you part of the mess or you're not part of the mess? That's the important part. To cure that problem, what is required is a candidate who is not tainted at all. And that can be, and see, let's be fair, Prof was education minister. But people do not attach a lot of the happenings under John Dramani Mahama to Prof. We know that, right?
Yeah.
100%. In fact, it's almost too many people as if she was never in government. On the other Lego.
I'm saying that in this position, race, John Mahama has a greater need to go first.
Yeah.
Than.
Yeah, because you are elected, earlier.
Yeah.
The thinking is that you have...
Apart from that, he's also in opposition.
Yeah, and you have so much time on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues about government and the divisions will not affect you. But we are in a unique position, as we have just talked about. If he chooses someone that... And now that we have known that vice president can make a difference, that vice presidential candidates can actually be a huge weapon, you want to be absolutely sure that you are putting the right person on the table.
Mm.
At least... Even if you don't know what the MPP is going to bring, you have an idea of who or the people who are in that particular bracket so that your choice will reflect that.
Here's
your choice will combat it ahead of time.
Let's do what we did last week. Top five. It's Wasting on. Wasting supposed to join us because I like to bring Wasting when we are doing these hard things because then you start dancing around.
Yeah, you come and do.
top five.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go first.
Okay.
In no particular order. I think it's far more difficult than NDC.
NDC.
Okay. Ama Kofi Boah. Oh, of course. I mean, I shouldn't get his name came to mind, but.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, maybe let's do it. Top five. You know, let's three.
But you've done three.
I've done three. Let's do two.
Yes.
Let's do two.
Oh, you still want to add the
Esiyedi Ketua? There is MP the Rawlings' daughter,
Zanetto.
Okay, Zanetto. This is hard. And then there is
we can just add him to it. Okay, you just add him to the list.
But I certainly know that GM will surprise us. But these are my five.
Ooh, okay. Well, let me start with Eric Opoku. Mm-hmm. Yes. The next one, Julius Debra. Mm-hmm. The third one, Zanetto. The fourth one, Kingsley Wadako.
Yeah, that I've heard. Yes.
And the fifth one, Prof. Nana Jade Opoku Ajiman.
I won't put Prof in the basket. That's why I didn't mention at all. I'm resisting the
temptation. Because her people are also pushing.
Yeah, but
because it makes a lot of sense that. What they tell you.
She's known quantity, right? Yeah, we know what she's brings to the table, which is very little. So why do you want to bring it back?
Maybe they say it's the first term. How about the second term? Have you evaluated her transition from minister through to vice chancellor to becoming politician to running for the second term? Are you saying that a new person introduced and actually now propped up, taken around the country, would actually be more popular than her under the very circumstances
we're talking about? If you choose Okudia Blocker, for example.
That's a good one.
Solid figure.
Yes.
And again, remember my point at the beginning, that you also want to signal.
Okudia was leading props team.
Of course.
Ahead of the time. Yeah, would it not be loyal. Strange and worrying?
It's not my choice.
Yes.
Again, remember my point. That is signaling to the future of the NDC, right? And young man,
yeah, that's true.
You know, early 40s, by 2028, he's possibly going to be mid 40s, just above that. Very young.
And there's a conversation that the voter region is actually,
provision.
If for nothing at all, there's a consensus somehow within the voter region in the NDC
he's a when prominent was
potential candidate.
When Bamia was first appointed? He was in his 40s.
Yeah, that's true.
He was in his 40s.
Yeah, we're talking about 2008. People forget that Bamia dates back to 2008.
Yeah,
40s. And that Anadu has never changed, what they call it, running mate.
So you mentioned, so your five again?
My five, Kingsley Wadako, Eric Opoku, I didn't add Okudia, I added, Julius Debra, Prof. Nana Jade Opoku Ajiman, and Zanetto. So that's my five.
Okay, that's
it. If he goes outside this scope, it will be very strange.
Why?
Because I feel that the way the NDC does its politics, they do not always leave a lot of room for the candidate to make a choice of your own. There's a lot of pressure that's brought to bear on you to make a choice, especially now for the future, or else the party may have problems. The party will have to now go into another long election, trying to find a candidate, trying to make sure that they elect fresh people, trying to bring all the people back into the contest. Imagine. A new candidate, let's say, is Prof. Nana Jade Opoku Ajiman, and she's propped up by all the pro-Mahama people, and they are pushing her into the next election. All that's required is who is going to partner her. Then they may find or any other gentleman to actually partner her. But
you know, goodness me, we didn't even mention Harun Edrisu.
Yeah, because we felt the South-South, North-Northing would have affected him.
Of course, in this year.
But that's what I'm saying, that if Prof or somebody from the South is maintained, the person would actually now have a choice between Harun Edrisu and the other Northern politicians, the Yunus Afusinis of this world, and seeing whether or not those are the people the person has to choose from. But it is only realistic that choice remains somebody that will not divide the party further. Somebody that's not going to cause... No. The NDC people know her. They know why she will not be a better.
By the way, we have a few minutes to wrap up. Let's do the next one, the most difficult one.
Which one?
Last week we did top two, right?
Yes.
Only wasting money to take it to top three. It's wasting all. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
You're supposed to join us actually. Top two. Difficult. Again, out of the list I mentioned. You have Ama Kofi Boa in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have Okudia Tua Blackwa in there. You have Julius Debra in there.
Mm-hmm.
You have Asiru Nketiah in there. And then you have Zanetto Rawlings. Top two. I mean, I'll go with Zanetta, one, the top two, because she's a woman, she comes from the voter region, you know, the ex-president's
daughter.
I want
to separate the top two for women and top two for men, but it still will be...
Zanetta would do by being there for me. And so, not that I think she'll get it.
Given the right opportunity and the right coaching, she can be very inspirational.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's a certain rollings in her that can come out at the right time that you want it.
And here's the thing.
And that's something that Pop does not have anyway.
Here's the thing. If you put that lady in the villages, where Rawlings is still a door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's saying it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that actually puts a lot of people in her direction.
I say all the time.
But the criteria we used, imagine Zanetta post Mahama as presidential candidate.
Why not? Why not? We want to get to a place where we give our female politicians a chance.
That is, do you know what they say? They say to what you are saying. You go explain to her. You are explaining too much. So I agree. She's fantastic. I agree. See,
I'm gonna tell an anecdotal story on this. So my grandmother, diehard NDC, lives in Gonkata Manso, right? If you take Zanetta Rawlings, the fact that she's Rawlings, to her, forget who you put as a main presidential candidate. She'll go for her.
Yes.
Because it's Rawlings. And I believe there are many people like that too.
No, there are so many
people like that.
I think it's also because Rawlings was very influential in our politics for almost two decades.
Exactly.
So a certain representation, we yearn for it.
Yeah.
So especially when there are sometimes difficulties, you yearn for a certain leadership that's of Rawlings' name. Anointed, the Swedu declaration.
Yeah.
Basically anointed a prof.
Yeah.
And it brought about its own difficulties. So when you're a leader, you want to be sure that your man can actually make the necessary impact and going forward. Except under this circumstance, I'm not so sure whether Mahama has the same control and power. I'm not sure if Mills was in power, he would have had the same control and power to choose the next leader. I'm not so sure he would have been able to do that. Again, Mahama is also not the hardcore leader who would be so interested. He will play the politics, but so interested in making sure his successor is dictated by him.
One, I think the top two would be is between Julius and I want to say Amokofibo, but no, between Julius. Yeah, I'll put Julius there just for the those are my top two. What's yours?
So Julius and Prof.
Did the contest between the two of them?
Yes. And you see, it can go to any other third party, but these people, they are building strong camps. Mahama is Julius today, and you can't take it away from him. And Julius has learned politics and has learned loyalty in a way that is very difficult to dissociate him from. See, I'm sure Mahama's difficulty will be, where would I place Julius since he has been chief of staff before? When I get into power, do you get my point? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make him a minister, a senior minister.
From chief
of staff. Yeah. So, and he's been minister before, from regional level straight to the different ministries and all of that. But you think about him going forward, would the best elevation for his loyalty and the fact that he's stuck by you through thick and thin, and the fact that Julius can take a
bullet. And he has presidential ambitions.
Yes, but of course, that's why he's doing the politics. But what is the point? So, yes. Imagine you also convincing the people that Eastern region is very close to Ashanti region. That if for nothing at all, if I didn't get you an Ashanti candidate as my running mate, I am getting you somebody from the Eastern region, which is a very close option for you to choose from many different, since the MPP may more likely choose from the Ashanti region. So I think Julius or Prof. Prof, because it may be difficult for you to explain to the people why you are abandoning the woman. As outsiders, not your party. Other party people, they understand it. Oh, I will not lie to you. Other party people, dear. If you do a survey within the NDC today, I'm not sure 50% will want Prof to continue. But it's outsiders. It is the women groups who declare support. It is the affirmative action group that came out boldly in support of this woman. Those are the people that are likely to raise their concerns. How do you explain to them is the reason why she's still in the race?
Okay. So, listen, I think for me the conclusion is clear that it's going to be far more difficult. I mean, if he just simply wants continuity, then of course it's easy to be just bring Professor Nana Pukachman. But if you want something else, as in you're looking at the future of the party who can possibly be president, your same argument, and that's why I'll come in there, you ask me the question about is Ghana ready for a female president?
Yes.
But you put Professor Nana Pukachman there.
Yes, because they don't want to make her president.
Okay, well, but then that will be...
You prefer someone to do on the side.
That will be injurious to the NDC's long-term aspirations.
I agree. But what they'll be doing is now she's sitting in the position as vice president, but somebody is very actively on the ground. Somebody be it in the ministry or other positions.
That will support the NDC.
No, I get you. I get your point. But I'm not sure if Mahama chooses Prof today is because Prof is potential or supposed to be president in the next term.
But it's far more difficult for him, and I'm pretty sure that he's I'm sure he has.
So we've been fighting the Bamia thing and said that Bamia will suffer in choosing one, but Muhammad will not have it easy at all.
As well. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day.